Welcome to the Cash Confident Podcast. I'm Bree Sedano, your fearless host, personal finance expert, and the visionary behind the revolutionary Cash Confident community. Get ready to embark on an electrifying journey where we redefine the rules of money and empower women to harness the immense power to craft the life they truly, truly desire. This podcast is the ultimate resource, meticulously crafted for women who are ready to unleash their financial prowess and embrace a life of abundant success. We leave no stone unturned as we delve into the depths of money management, mindset mastery, and the undeniable influence of emotions on your financial decisions. Prepare to rise above the societal limitations and break free from the chains that have held you back as we equip you with the tools and knowledge to make bold, confident choices with your cash. We believe that true financial power begins with knowledge, and that is exactly what we deliver. So buckle up, my fierce and ambitious friends, as we embark on this transformative journey to becoming cash confident together. Everyone, Bree Sedano here. You are here for an episode of the Cash Confident Podcast. And today we are going to work on a manifestation practice. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to just teach you one of the practices that I teach inside of the Cash Confident community. And it's an energetic practice. The point of this practice is to get your mind to go in a direction that you choose and to change your feeling state. So when we are manifesting money, right? If you've read books about the law of attraction or you've followed any manifestation works, which I'm assuming if you're listening to me that you've done a little bit of that kind of work, you will hear that you have to be the vibrational match to the thing that you want. And that is a concept that literally baffled my sweet little brain for years because I was like, how could I be the vibrational match to something? Like if I don't know how to feel what I've never had, I don't know how to do that. What does this even mean? And that concept still baffles me a little bit sometimes. Like sometimes my mind can't wrap itself all the way around that. But what I do know is that there are different qualities of energy that when we're in those qualities of energy, and they'll feel like a mood, you know what I mean? Like when we're in that mood, our intuition is different. Our guidance is different. The ideas that we want to take action on are different, right? If you've ever had a day where you woke up and for some reason you just felt great. You felt great and your day went smooth and whatever, and your day just kept getting better and better. That's what I'm talking about, where it's like the energy that you bring then brings in those little good things and then you get better and better from there. And we've all had a day where maybe we woke up, it stank, super stank, and then our day's gotten worse and worse from there. And that's the way that the law of attraction works in real life. So most of us vibe in a place of scarcity, because that's like what's on the news. That's what a lot of people are just in a place of scarcity all the time. They think that money's limited, and there's a lot of belief structures that really hold people into that place, and that's fine. What we're going to work on today is really around looking at what we already have to start to boost our vibrational state. So that may sound a little woo to you, but anyway, it's okay. You don't need to necessarily understand like the quantum physics of all of this. It's unnecessary. You could just play with the practice. It feels good. It's a good thing to do. Like it just will brighten up your day. So this practice that I'm going to teach you today is the golden weave. And this is my own practice. It's one that I came up with, and it's one that I practice regularly and I really like doing. So what I want to start with is we're going to pick a topic that we're going to do the golden weave on. So the topic could be you, like as a human. It could be the life that you have so far. It could be your business. It could be your marriage. It could be your dogs and cats. So just start with something that already feels reasonably good, right? It doesn't have to be perfect, but start with something in your life that feels reasonably good. All right. Then what we're going to do is we're going to start to braid three different energies around this. Like we're going to call it like the pole. Right? Like the pole, like it's the pole, like your life, yourself, whatever else. All right. So these three energies that we're going to bring to this are appreciation, gratitude, and abundance. All right. So we'll start with appreciation. Appreciation is the vibration of miracle grow. What we appreciate grows. Right? And you can take that one in and of itself and start to play with appreciation. Appreciation is, it's an increasing quality And it's a focused energy that gives an increase in quality. So it feels real good. When somebody appreciates you, it feels like a little boost, right? Like it's like they give you an abundance point, you know, an abundance point. There's no, I don't know, that you get to put in your little abundance bucket, right? It's an increase in quality. So it feels real good. Now, also, when you appreciate outwards, you also get a point, right? So if I appreciate you for you being so wonderful, you get my abundance point that I gave to you, but it's also like I also get an abundance point. It doesn't cost me anything to appreciate you, right? It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost me energetically any to appreciate somebody unless it does, unless it feels forced, unless it feels fake, unless it feels like I really don't want to do it, unless it feels like, I don't know. And that does happen for people sometimes. But if you could just appreciate what's good, it doesn't cost you anything. If you're faking it or you're lying, then sometimes it does cost you something. All right. So appreciation is the vibration of growth. It's the vibration of increase. So what we appreciate grows in our life. So for the sake of this practice, we're going to actually come back to it in a second. But also, if you just wanted to practice appreciation, you could practice putting appreciation, sprinkling that on everything in your life. You could appreciate yourself for doing the things that you do. You could appreciate your spouse for doing the things that they do. You could appreciate your money. You could appreciate anything that you really love and want to be more. You could appreciate. All right. Gratitude is the frequency of having, right? And so if you've read enough manifestation books, you have heard that if you could just be grateful for something before you have it, that you become the vibrational match to it. And that's that because vibrationally, you're saying that you already have it when you're already grateful for it before you even have it, right? I actually find that quite difficult to do energetically. Sometimes my mind won't cooperate with that. And I can't get to a state of feeling grateful for things that I don't have. My little cheater workaround on that is to practice gratitude on things that I already have so long that the feeling of gratitude is so loud in my body that I'm like buzzing with gratitude, and then turn my attention to things that I don't have yet. Right. So that's another little, I wouldn't call it cheating, but that's like another little roundabout way to get your mind out of the way. So this energy of gratitude is the energy of what we have, and we're just being thankful for it. So it's having plus thankful is gratitude. Right? You can have something and not feel grateful about it or not feel thankful about it, right? Like you could be ungrateful for things that you have. But when we have something and then we're grateful or then we're thankful for it, that creates the energy of gratitude. And that to that on a vibrational level is like more please, more of this please. I know, I really like this. All right. So that's the second energy that we're going to bring to this Golden Week practice. And the third one is the energy of abundance or plenty. Now, plenty is how you would find the energy of abundance in your life. And you could start to look for plenty everywhere. We already have so much plenty in our lives, like that we could 100% take it for granted because it is literally so abundant that it's hard to tune into sometimes. So what I would suggest is the next time you're just in the bathroom, just getting yourself ready, just notice that you have plenty of shampoo. That you have enough shampoo, you couldn't even use all your shampoo today, that you have an abundance of shampoo. The thing that I do want to say around this energy of plenty is that we want to keep our mental time frame to today. If we start looking at, do I have enough shampoo for the next 2 weeks? Then sometimes we don't have it. But most of the time, when we're just looking at today, we can see the abundance that we have because there's so much in your life, in your house, in your living space that you could not possibly use all of today, right? So you could look at your shampoo, look at your toothpaste, look at the pencils that you have. Be like, I couldn't use up all of these pencils today. I have an abundance of pencils, right? Even if you have one pencil, you couldn't use up that pencil today. You couldn't. You'd have to be writing probably for 2 days. Right. And so just start to play with the, and then you can look in your cabinets and be like, oh my goodness, I have so much rice. I couldn't eat all of this rice today. I have so many cans of foods. I couldn't eat all of these cans of food today. I have so much milk. I couldn't drink all this milk today. Right. And just start to look for the abundance that you already have. Right. So whatever topic you're picking. So let's just, for the example today that I'm going to just give you is I'm going to do this practice with my clients. Right. I have so many clients. I have an abundance of clients. I couldn't even talk to all my clients today. I have so many clients in the Cash Confident community. I have clients in Limitless Wealth. I have private clients. And even if they all sent me a message today, I would literally have trouble getting back to every single one of them today. And then I have people that I'm in contact with. I have so many people that I'm in contact with. I have more than 30,000 people on my email list. And I have more than 20,000 people that follow me across social media platforms. And I have so many people that it's an abundance of people and I love each and every one of them and I appreciate each and every one of them, but there's so many of them that I couldn't even talk to each and every single one of them today. I have an abundance of clients, right? So look at, we're going to look at that first. So I have plenty of clients and then we're going to bring in gratitude, right? And I'm so grateful for these clients. I have my Limitless Wealth clients. It's just such a joy to watch them. I feel so fulfilled in witnessing their growth and expansion, witnessing their businesses grow, and witnessing the work that they're doing on themselves, and witnessing their energetic growth and evolution, right? And so I'm bringing in some other flavors of this, but I'm really taking this gratitude and I'm wrapping it around, right? So I have this abundance of clients and now I'm grateful for my abundance of clients. All right. And then I'm so grateful for the Cash Confident community. I love these ladies so much. I appreciate when they show up to their calls. I appreciate the work that they do. I appreciate that they take my courses. I love when they ask me questions. I love it. It feels so good when they celebrate themselves. It feels so good to me when they pay off their credit card debt or they get a raise or they ask for something that they need or they do the work. I love it when they come to the calls, right? And I'm also going to just love and appreciate and be grateful for my email list, right? So I have so many people on my email list, more than 3,000 people on my email list. And I'm so grateful because most of the time, at least 40% of the people on my email list read my emails every day. And I'm so grateful for their attention. And I appreciate that they read my work. And I appreciate that they buy my courses. And I appreciate when they join the Cash Confident community. And I appreciate when they send me notes and notes of what they're doing, even if they bought or didn't buy anything. That's another place where I have so much love and appreciation for these women. And I love, like, I'm so grateful. And I love it when I get to see the people following me on Facebook do big things. I love it when they post that they got raises. I love it when they post they get to go on a family vacation. I love it when they pay off their credit card debts. I love it when any of this happens. And I love it. I just love it. So what you're listening to me do is I'm taking this energy of this abundance of clients that I have and this abundance of people who are maybe not even clients, but they're in my world, and I'm appreciating them. So even though I'm not talking to them each individually, I'm putting my love out there for them, right? And energetically, this is really powerful. Consciously and like in the regular 3D world, they're probably not going to notice unless they're listening to this podcast. But like when I'm really doing this, they're going to get a little abundance point. And I'm going to get a lot of abundance points because I'm doing this for a lot of people and I'm grateful for them and I'm appreciating them and I'm loving on them and I'm really acknowledging how much I already have. My world is so flourishing. My world is so wildly abundant, right? Like every day my audience grows a little at a time, sometimes a lot at a time, actually. Every day that appreciation grows. The people that are paying attention to me, and I'm giving them my attention too. And it might be a different quality of attention. They might be listening to hours and hours of my content, but I've made that content for them. So this practice is something that feels really good when I start to tune my attention to the abundance that I already have. And I start to tune my attention to how grateful I am for that abundance. And I start to appreciate and grow that abundance. And this is just in my business, right? And so it was just like a little practical example to give to you. And you could do this for anything. You could take this practice and you could do it for your marriage, for your business, for the way that you look at your kids, right? And honestly, you could do it for anything. But what this does is when we focus our attention, we're going to feel different about it. And even in just the few minutes that I was talking through this with you, I feel like a little bubbling, like a little warm, like a little warm kind of champagne golden feeling bubbling up in my belly and like making its way up my chest. And it changes my state. And so what that does essentially for me is it plays with my perspective a little bit, and it plays with the work that I want to do, and it plays with my feeling of hopefulness or my like invigoration. Like it changes my state just a little bit. It changes my state just a little bit. And that's the point of this, is to feel different. So that way we're being different, right? Because what you're feeling is what you're being. And when you're being abundant, that's how you become more abundant, right? So if you be more abundant by changing your feeling state, then you become more abundant because you start looking at things differently, taking different actions, using different words. And you can really notice as you do this practice, if you were to write down how you feel in your body before you start and how you feel in your body after you start and the kinds of inspirations that you're getting and the kind of ideas that are coming through, if you sit with this practice for a half hour, it really makes a huge difference in tuning yourself to that. And also just really giving your life a ton of acknowledgement for what's already there. It really boosts the way that you interact and the way that you feel with your life. And it colors your life differently. It changes your whole, it changes the energy vibe that you give off. So anyways, it's a fun little practice. And so let me know, feel free, if you're on my email list, shoot me an email or send me a note on social media or write me a post or a comment and let me know when you did this, what happened for you, like how this went for you. And then also do this. And I would say, listen, abundance is an energy that moves pretty quickly. So if you were so committed to having a really juicy, abundant financial life, I would commit to this practice for a minimum of 2 weeks, and it may take 6 weeks. But generally, abundance, the frequency of abundance of plenty of money tends to move really quickly. 2 to 6 weeks, if you were to practice this every day, and it could be short, it could be a 5-10 minute practice, it could be a half hour if you've got the time, but do it. And then you're going to start to notice things happening differently in your life because you're being different. So please, also, I have a Facebook group on Facebook that's called the Cash Confident Community with Bree Sedano is the name of the group. So please come and join the Cash Confident Community with Bree Sedano, my free Facebook group, and then just share what's going on for you with this practice. Just start to notice the things that feel, and just when things do feel different or when something unexpected shows up, like if you find a $100 bill at the grocery store or something like that happens, acknowledge it and celebrate it because that's you creating your reality. There's so much power in that. Sometimes people like dismiss their power by calling it a fluke or wondering if it could happen again. But it's like when we fully acknowledge, oh, I'm doing this thing and then my life is starting to shift and I'm so powerful. I'm choosing this reality with my focused attention. It just gets so much faster. All right. That's a fun little energy practice for you. A little money manifestation practice that you could play with as often as you like. All right. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you next week. It was my pleasure and joy to talk with you today. Thank you for listening. If you found value in our conversation, I kindly ask you to share the show with a friend who deserves to unleash her financial power. Your feedback is so, so valuable to me. So please take a moment to leave a review. Together, we can amplify the message and bring more money into the hands of good women. For ongoing guidance and unwavering support on your financial journey, I invite you to join the Cash Confident community. Visit www.cashconfident.com/join to become part of our powerful community of women, where we uplift and inspire one another to reach new heights of financial success. Remember, you possess the power to shape your financial destiny, and with the Cash Confident podcast and the support of our remarkable community, you are unstoppable. Embrace your financial power, create the life you desire, and let's ignite a movement of cash confident women who are transforming the world, $1, one decision at a time.